Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently a beautiful morning here, and we are rejoicing in the warm weather that the Lord has blessed us with. Temperatures in the upper 20s, right around 30, and my, how God has blessed us with a wonderful winter thus far with no snow, and we're grateful for it. Preparing now to head down to the chapel service, where I'll be preaching to a group of young champions for Christ, some 60, 70 kids and all of the staff, and my, what a time we're going to have giving them the Word of God and singing the songs of Zion and rejoicing in the pledges as we pledge allegiance to the American flag, the Christian flag, and to the Bible, and also as we have merit awards and just have a great time together, praying together, studying together, and believing God that He would use these young people to turn the world upside down for Christ. Thank you for praying for us as we continue to plow on for the Lord here in this area. We are living in unusual times, but thank God, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad today that we're not contemplating whether we're on the winning side or not, but we are on the winning side. We win, and we've already won through the power of Christ. Thank you for your encouragement and praying for us as we continue to go on for the Lord. We are working feverishly on our project here, the apartment project, the house project, the garage project. We're working feverishly on cabinet building also, and other opportunities that are working around the church, and there's just so much to do, and we give God the glory. Oh, I forgot to mention, we sold a building on yesterday. That's the reason I forgot the broadcast, because I had to go and do a bunch of, I taught in Bible class, then had to get on out and on the road and go up to Portland, Maine, but we sold a building, and that was a great encouragement, and we appreciate what the Lord did in bringing that to pass. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 32, "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul." I want to speak on this for just a few minutes today with the help of the Lord. First of all, we see an individual that is mentioned in this passage of Scripture. The Bible says he. And so here's an individual that's mentioned in this passage of Scripture, but this individual is a unique individual because the Bible says that this individual is refusing instruction. And what a horrible thing to do. We cannot be a people that refuse instruction. When someone is trying to instruct us into the ways of the Lord, we must be very sensitive about what they are telling us and listen to what they have to say. Reminds me of something that happened on yesterday. I taught a whole entire Bible lesson on the doctrine of baptism and the importance of the meaning of baptism and the mode of baptism, and trying to encourage the young people that I was speaking to, some 23, 24, 5 young individuals that I was speaking to yesterday, emphasizing the fact that we're having a baptismal service on Sunday night, and we're going to baptize all of those that have received Christ as their Savior. And at the end of the class, one of the ladies said to me, I said, "Have you been baptized?" "No, I've not been baptized, and I want to get baptized when I feel like I'm not being pressured into it." And I thought, wow, she must have thought that I was putting pressure on her. And I immediately thought, well, maybe it was the Spirit of God that was putting pressure on her. I was instructing the young people on the importance of obedience when it comes to baptism, but yet this young person made it vocal that they just was going to wait until they were going to get baptized on their own terms. And he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. That's an unhealthy way to live. Listen to the instruction that is around us from our peers, from our teachers, from the pastor, from Sunday school teachers, from other individuals, wise, elderly individuals that are instructing us. Don't refuse instruction and despise your own soul. If you do, you despise your own soul. May the Lord help us to be more mature than this. And may we receive the instruction from the Word of God and be eternally changed for His glory and His honor. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Friday, and we'll talk to you, God willing, on Monday.